Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret, your Backyard Labridge host for the evening, and I want to welcome all our callers to our show this evening. Hope you're just relaxed and just sitting back, ready to get all this wonderful cultural information. Because sharing with us this evening is a real cultural icon. And we have with us Mr. George Graham, who was born in Black River. And some of my callers out there from Jamaica, I'm sure, are from Black River. So you perhaps have heard of, or perhaps went to school with, or know of, Mr. Graham. And he was born in Black River, but lived in many different parts of the beautiful mountain villages. He went to Monroe College, so as we say in Jamaica, he's a Monroe old boy. And he has traveled to Canada and the United States. He's just so well versed in all areas of journalism. He has been a reporter, an editor, a communications director, a journalism teacher, an editor, and now a retired author of many, many books, fiction, memories about Jamaica, just a wonderful resource of information about the culture as it used to be in the colonial days. And like me, he left Jamaica before it became independent, but went back and worked with the government, with broadcasting for some time before returning to the States. So we're waiting for him to call in, but I see already I have a caller. So I'd like to welcome 404-421. Who do we have there? Oh, let me open up the mic. Good evening. This is Blog.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who do we have?
This is Donna Robinson.
Oh, Donna, just hold a minute. I see that our guest is online, so let me welcome him. And hopefully you'll be stay online so you can, if you have a question or a comment. Is this my host? Hello? Well, I suppose he hasn't called in yet. So if my host is listening, will you just please raise your hand by pressing 1. Donna, we want to welcome you. And
yes,
we have
thank you. Looking forward to the call and to the special guest. I have had the pleasure of reading quite a bit of his information. A number of short stories, I don't know if you would call them blogs, but very good information for friends of Jamaicans as well as I was being Jamaican to get more of a feel for the culture of Jamaica as well as just an insight into Jamaica as it stands today all across the world. And this is really looking forward to your interview with him on tonight, and hopefully he'll be able to get in and share some great information with us.
Great, I'm looking forward to it too. And I just want to mention again that you're listening to Backyard Labridge, and we are here to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the wonderful, rich culture of our beautiful island, Jamaica. And most of our audience, listeners, and friends know how passionate we are about just preserving our culture, because I think it is so important to have some information for the next generation so they can know from real people what life was like when they were growing up, things that they were interested in or passionate about. So I am just having a wonderful time doing this show, and I'm just thankful for all the support I've been getting. And I just want to tell any of our callers that if you would like to make a comment or join the Labrish, just press 1 on your keypad, and then I can see you. So I will just open up the mic so you can say hello to us. I see I have a caller from 305-386-38. So if you want to say hi, just let me know. We have another caller from 305-000. If you want to say hi, just let me know. But in the meantime, let me just tell you a little bit more about our guest, Mr. George Graham, who, as I mentioned, is from Black River. And he has been a reporter. He now lives in Florida, by the way. And I just spoke with him, and he told me he's going to be interviewed by a university radio station. So he's really quite popular and has several books that he'll tell us about, both on Barnes & Noble, on all of the bookstores, plus online. And I'm waiting for him to let me know he's there so that we can welcome him.
I'm here.
There. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't recognize your number. Welcome, welcome. May I call you George?
Please.
Okay, George, welcome to our show. Welcome to the backyard. We're just...
Margaret, can I ask Mr. George if he would please speak up some, because I can't quite hear him.
Okay.
How is this? Can you hear that?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay. All righty. I'm just sharing with our callers, and we have listeners
George,
online.
George is saying no.
What's that?
Yeah.
Our guest speaker, yeah.
Okay. We have some background from, I think, somebody that has muted their line, or I need to unmute them. But is our caller from 305-386-1 to make a comment and welcome George?
Yeah, Margie, this is Julio and Freddie.
Oh, hi there. Welcome. I know you're calling from Florida.
Right. We just want to welcome your guest speaker, and we're looking forward to hearing from him. You indicated that he's from Black River, which is a favorite town of ours, and we're just looking forward to hearing from him.
Did you hear that, George?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Julio Forbes, originally from Kingston.
Oh,
I know of you, George, because of your books and so on. So you're well known.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Good. When last were you in Black River?
I've unmuted him.
We lost him.
Did you want to ask him a question, George?
I said, when last was he in Black River?
What was the question?
Did you hear that?
What was the question?
When was the last time you were in Black River?
It's been about four years now since we were there. Yeah, it's about 4 years, George.
We
know the people. I don't know if you're familiar with the people there, Gordon. There's some Gordons in Black River that we know very well.
Yeah, I know the McFarlands and Donald Sangster was from there.
Yeah, and Donald Sangster. Everybody knows Donald Sangster. Yes. What about the Gordon?
I'm not sure I know those Gordons.
Okay. Okay.
I know Tomlinson.
I'm sure you're familiar with the Black River and all the shrimp and all those things.
Oh yeah, Lacopia. you go through Lacopia and you used to get the shrimp and
get all those shrimp. Well, those are some of our favorites, especially from my children. They love those shrimp, and we love riding the Black River there and see the alligators and all those kind of things.
And catching up.
Right. Some friends of mine bought some property over there by the rivers, by the beach.
Yeah.
When you go around by the side there, there's some property around there that we bought. The people are coming in from Mandeville.
Uh-huh.
Some of the boys who have some money bought those beach cottages down there, and people like the Clarks, Glenn Clarks,
I went to school with some of them.
You went to school with some of those guys?
At Monroe College.
Yes, I'm sure. Right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Well,
so
George, just want to welcome you, and I'm sure you would like to know some of your favorite books. You mentioned that you had several books. I am not...
My book?
Yeah, your books.
Well, you know, I wrote there was a book I wrote called Girlie, which was a story of a little girl who was the cook's daughter, and she was in love with the son of the cook's mistress, you know, how Jamaica used to be with the servants and all that stuff, that class thing. And of course she couldn't really marry this guy, you know, and it's quite a complicated story because she adored this guy, but she never really was his class, so I guess they couldn't get married, but eventually I guess it all worked itself out. But that took me a long time to write. That was a real hard one. And then I just had another book called Hill and Gully Ride, which kind of came to me, and it was like politics, you know, what would happen if I had stayed in Jamaica and somehow or the other become prime minister, what would I have done with Jamaica? And it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of a funny book. And it got really well reviewed. Jean Lowry Chin in The Observer said she really loved it. It was fun to read. It was a big hit, Hill and Gully Rider. And even the Jamaica committee just asked for a copy to put in their silent auction. So that's a book that everybody seemed to like. It's of course, it's kind of humorous, you know.
And did you say that was the book that took you the longest to write?
No, Hill and Gully Rider just came to me. I don't know where it came from.
Ah.
But Girlie took me years to write.
Oh, I got you. Uh-huh.
You know, Girlie
well,
was
that's
so...
when you were really inspired, so it just flowed.
Well, you know, Hill and Gully Rider was about politics and all the generalship they get up to in politics. You know what generalship is, right?
No, you're a little muffled. You're coming
over. I said,
over
you know what generalship is? You
no,
know what a general is? You know, like Barbara Nancy?
Oh, yes, 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 I do.
You know, the general?
Uh-huh.
Artist?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the book, the Hill and Gully Rider was about, that kind of thing, you know, kind of little con games and so on. But Girlie was a book about color prejudice and class prejudice and social change, and that's really hard to write, you know.
Oh, I
it's
got
it's really not easy. I tell you, you think you could sit down and just, well, it's there, but boy, to do it justice, it's so hard without sounding like some kind of racist or something, you know.
Right, right, right. I see we have a caller from 718, and I'm going to open up the mic so he can say hi to you, George. 718-379,
okay.
Would you like to say hi?
Hi, George.
Hey, who's this?
This is Lane Nunez from Jamaica, Kingston.
Uh-huh.
And I see where you are, Monroe boy, but we were one of your nemesis
right.
at St. George's.
You know what you used to do when we played football against you? You used to hold on to our jersey. You used to grab our jersey and hold us back.
You know, you guys play the dirty football, of course.
That's right.
But the thing I remember about watching a really key match down at Monroe, I kind of squatted down, on the sideline watching the match and... when I decided to get up to raise a cheer, my the glands in my hips were seized up because the place was so cold. And I don't know if people stand that kind of weather.
But you know, I had cousins who went to St. George's.
Yeah, but I think we won anyway, so that was the better thing.
You know that we had I had a bunch of cousins who went to St. George's.
I am aware of your name, your last name, And I was trying to sort it out before I got to speak to you, but
did one of your relatives marry my cousin Don Graham?
Yes.
Oh, Don
Gloria.
Graham.
Gloria.
Yes.
Married Don Graham.
Right.
Oh my goodness. We're getting some hookup history now.
Yeah, there were a few other Grahams around, and. Yeah, it's a long time, so I would have to do some research to see to try to remember who was who. Aside from all of the football rage and things, what I remember most is our swimming team against Monroe, and I had to swim against Craig. Did you know Craig?
Which one, Lloyd Craig,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Lloyd was a good backstroker, and it was him or me, brother. Well, unfortunately, on the day of the thing, he nosed me out.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, it couldn't have nosed me out because we were swimming backstroke, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to get in here and welcome. This is a good backyard labyrinth, I would say.
Yeah, well, that's what that's all about. So you've been writing books in all this interval, eh?
Right.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, a newspaper reporter, but then I retired from that, so I decided to write some books. What school did you go to, Madge?
I went to Immaculate.
Oh, no, Immaculate. I used to play ball at the Classic Spring.
I have a story about that, Trina. You just have to start something up when I have.
No. We're not starting any stories tonight.
All right. Another time we'll talk about what happened at Immaculate when we went up here to train.
We will go there.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is that, to our listeners, that as you see that we're the seniors here. We're sort of in the same age group.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, Lay and George and myself are going to be part of a panel on the website www.backyardlabrish.com. Ask a senior. So if any of you Jamaicans are out there, friends of Jamaica out there, and Jamaicans that just want to get an opinion, you know, we old folks can be very opinionated, and we may even differ in our opinion, but if you wanted to have an opinion, an advice, or a suggestion, we're going to invite you to write to us. You can ask all of us to address your question or tell you something, or you can address, direct it to an individual, one of us. So I just wanted to just throw that out there, since I had both my seniors on at the same time. Okay, friends of Jamaica, are you still there, Miss Friend of Jamaica?
Well, yes, I am here.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I just want to say that I've read, you know, quite a few of the, I don't know if you would call them articles, I guess. I'm going to tell you, one of the ones that, there was been a couple that I thought were pretty interesting. The one that was, I think, the most enlightening for me was, it says, "Funny, I don't look Jamaican." And it really kind of, you know, I think that what happens for most people is that you get caught up in whatever the media is going to give to you. And what you get in terms of any type of advertisement from Jamaica. And I think it's just kind of interesting, when I was reading his article on "Funny, I Don't Look Jamaican," that was it was funny because he starts out and he's talking and, you know, he's saying, you know, people come and then they hear his accent and they're like, but you don't look Jamaican. And he says, so what does a Jamaican look like? And I just thought it was just, I said, what is he coming to? And then I continued to read. And it was so interesting to me when I was reading it. And then, you know, I don't know if it was in this one or not, but it was kind of interesting because you said something that I thought I would have never, if I hadn't have read this story or this article, I would have never really thought about it this way, but you said that you really think that they should have a race called Jamaica because Jamaicans are comprised of so many different races. And I'll be honest with you, I never knew that, you know, there were Chinese Jamaicans or, you know, Indian Jamaicans or, you know, I mean, just the whole gamut that you list. And it was, like, very enlightening for me, and I think it would be enlightening for most people to know this. And it was just, I was like, wow. And you know what else? I'm going to tell you, you had something in here that really kind of, like, kind of like stunned me just a little bit, but then I realized the purpose behind it. You were talking about the absentee landlords in Jamaica and how they, you know, would have children, they'd have families, and then they would then leave their estates because they were like absentee landlords. They would leave their estates to their children, but they would like declare them legally white by law so they couldn't be enslaved and they could look over their property. And I was like, wow. This is something that I've never even heard of. And so I think that one article was very enlightening for me, and I think that that would be so enlightening for just about anybody that's in America or outside of Jamaica that doesn't know about, you know, the things that you're talking about there. And so I just want to tell you thank you for that article. And I also read some of your poetry. I'm not going to profess to say that I could flow with all of it. I was like, oh, he's going to have to like interpret this for me because I'm like, you know, you're reading all of these. When I looked at the authors that inspired you to write, I was like, oh my goodness, he's like so well read and he's like so far out there that I would have to have him interpret some of his poetry. But one that I really got that I thought was really neat was Life Goes On. But I kind of felt like, was that like metaphysical or what? But it was like really, really neat, and I really liked that one. So I just want to tell you that. You know, I've read quite a few of your articles, and I read your poems, and I just wanted to just kind of tell you that. You know, it was very, very educational and inspiring for me.
I didn't even know anybody knew that website existed.
Ah.
I didn't know anyone ever went there.
Well, you see, that's what Backyard Libraries is going to change.
That is very, very into it.
Yeah,
anyway.
That will change. Well, that will change. That will change. I'm telling you. I know there.
You know, Madge, that column about Funny I Don't Look Jamaican, I have had comments from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
People in South Africa have commented on it. And
oh,
it's been posted on websites everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Everybody. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you know, and that is so true because it just shows you the power of the Internet.
Yes,
and I just want to mention that a lot of my peers, our peers in our age group, tend to shy away from cyberspace.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm going to be calling out to the seniors to become cyberspace seniors
mm-hmm.
because it's fun, it's educational, and we do have a purpose bit because Donna is a lot younger than we are. And just by having access to your information, she perhaps would not have come across it in the bookstore or, you know, places like that. But it has inspired her. She felt that she has been enlightened. She feels more knowledgeable. So it just shows you the power, the positive effect that we as seniors can have, you know, whatever our passion is, not just for Jamaica or not just Jamaicans, but I'm talking to seniors everywhere in every culture. To leave their mark, to make a difference, to get involved in cyberspace.
And
with that, George, I'm going to ask you to share a little bit more with us about, you know, what you've been doing and where we can get your books and what you plan to do. Are you still there?
Do you know there's a site called Jamaicans.com?
Yes, I do.
Jamaica, but Jamaicans.
Somebody has a, let me just see if I can read that.
There's a Linda Ferrance.
Okay, George, you can go ahead.
Okay. There's a website called Jamaicans.com. Jamaicans, not Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And it's run by a guy called Xavier Murphy.
Uh-huh.
And I write a column for him every month, and I write a blog every day.
Right.
And the blog is usually about something that's going on in America. The column is about something that's going on in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the blog is about something that would interest everybody, including Jamaicans. And so I write those blogs every day. And, you know, I was a reporter for a long, long time. I was a reporter and editor. But then I decided to write these books, and I have three of my books on a site called Lulu, LULU.com, and I have the other one, The Color of Ice, is on PublishAmerica.com.
And what is The Color of Ice about?
The Color of Ice, you know, I went to I immigrated to Canada when I was about 21, 22 years old, and in those days, Canada was very snobbish and very English, and it was kind of real strange, you know. I met quite a little bit of prejudice on that, and so I wrote a book about somebody going to Canada at that time and then living through the transformation of Toronto when it became a metropolitan city and became diverse and became different, and then, you know, he fell in love, and all of my books are about social change. You know, how society changes and how people's awareness changes and how prejudices die and so on. That's what I'm fascinated by.
I see. Uh-huh. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. And you are retired now and just writing. Do you have a book in the making?
No, I'm busy writing these blogs. I write these do all kinds of research on the web, and then I write, you know, and then I write a column every month for the website.
I got you. And are you enjoying it?
Oh yes, it keeps my, you know, keeps me alert and more interested in what's happening the next day. You know, this
right.
election is just absolutely fascinating to me.
Right.
With Obama and McCain, you know.
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
Now tell me about your family.
Well, I'm married to a lady from Lakeland, Florida. She was born right here in Lakeland. Her
uh-huh.
name is Sandra,
uh-huh.
and she's very, very sweet. And we have three cats and a dog called Maxie.
Uh-huh.
And my children, of course, are grown, and from my other marriage, and I have two grandsons, one of whom is at the University of Florida.
Wow.
My second grandson is quite an athlete.
Beg your pardon?
I said my younger grandson is a very good athlete at Miami High School in Miami.
Really? What sports is he involved in?
Well, he set a whole bunch of records in swimming.
Wow.
And he does basketball, and, you know, he's very good.
Great. Well, Donna, did you have any more questions?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes,
I can. Okay, you know what? I one of the things I'm going to tell you again, you know, I know that Ms. Margaret's going to kind of talk to you a little bit about your articles, but one of the articles that was kind of interesting to me was the one about Martin Luther King's dream. And,
yeah.
you know, to me, what was so interesting about it was that it's almost like, I don't know when you wrote this, but it's so in time, it's like in tune with time today. I mean, with
mm-hmm.
everything that's going on, you know, with the elections and everything, it's so in tune with today. And I guess maybe that's like, you know, some people have like foresight and stuff like that. But it was an excellent, excellent article. But the other one that was, like, kind of interesting and kind of controversial in a sense, I think,
was the one where you were talking about the athletes and all of the people. I mean, of course, you know, even in America, you know, athletes and singers get like all the, you know, all the pub and stuff like that. But when I read the article, I didn't realize certain things. Like, I didn't know that, oh, my gosh, what's his name from the basketball player, that he was from Jamaica. You had Patrick Ewing from Jamaica. And, you know, you named, like, so many people, you know, baseball players and, you know, just, you know, all sorts of people. I mean, of course, I'd heard of Colin Powell, and I knew about Colin Powell. But, you know, in reality, one of the things that I think that's very important that a lot of people don't understand is that Jamaicans, you know, they are everywhere. You know, I know that, you know, you're in Florida, right? And then there's people that, you know, London, people know about London, you know, in New York and, you know, Atlanta, stuff like that. But, you know, it's just really interesting to know the people that have parents. You know, Lennox Lewis. I didn't know that Lennox Lewis' parents were from Jamaica. And, you know, it's like, wow, you know, really, you know, we need to have, like, that Hall of Fame, Jamaican Hall of Fame, or Jamaican.
What a good idea. That's a good idea, Donna.
Well, we're going to do that on the website.
Yeah,
that'd be a great idea, Jamaica.
And we're going to also have, you know, there's right now, there's so much, there's quite a bit of negative information. The Olympics was wonderful and helped to neutralize some of that. But there has been a lot of negative information about the crime and everything that's going on in Jamaica and all the drug trafficking and whatever. And we do really need to have more presence of the Jamaicans that are doing well and that are coming out in the news wherever they are. You know, I just got an article from a friend of mine he's Canadian. He was born in Canada of Jamaican parents, but he just got some awards for his art. You know, I think he's a graphic artist. And if she had not sent that to me, you know, people just don't know. They just feel that a lot of them are getting in trouble and, you know, there's always a problem. And there's that, too, even with those living here.
Can I jump?
We have a lot of great things happening.
Can I jump in for a second on this art thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, several years ago, a Jamaican artist was featured in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that article, I mean, you have to be well off or a very prosperous senior to be able to buy Jamaican art around. But there are some very good artists that come here a lot. One was introduced to me by my cousin in London when he had a showing at the High Commission there. And then when he came to New York, he called me. And this guy is just unbelievable. Not cheap, but, you know, if you're looking for something in particular, he can do it for you, or he may already have it. But you have to shell out some big bucks with him and a couple of the other guys that I have encountered.
Is this Julio?
Pardon?
This is Lay.
Lay
Nunez.
Lay, okay. Well, you know what? I want to make a suggestion, you know, because one of the things that's happened for me is that here we've probably been to, I don't know, maybe 2-3 different fundraisers for education for children in Jamaica and children that don't have, you know, clothes, shoes, things like that.
Yep.
So I would say this to you. Please make sure that you go to backyardlabrish.com. Please make sure that you register. Please make sure you send us a comment to say, contact me. And I or Ms. Margaret will contact you so that we can get that artist information because I would want to engage him to make a difference, to auction off one of his you know, pictures or whatever for a cause. And you know what? When he auctions off those things, he can make millions and millions of dollars. But here's the deal. When he does it for a cause, he gets to write it off, because if you make millions of dollars, you better have some write-offs, or the government's going to get you somehow or another. And so, you know, I really want to make sure that those people, you know, there's a saying, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected, to, you know, to give back, really. And so I would definitely want to engage that person to say, one, it's good, you know, and phenomenal that you're doing so well, but we must give back to the community through some form of fashion. And let's do it through your artwork, because that is a God-given
talent. Very good idea.
I'll get
in that information for you.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, let's get back to George.
Well, you know what? I wanted to ask George, you know what? You got Sheila Gully Rider.
You're not saying it right.
Hillan Gully Rider.
Yeah. Hillan Gully Rider. All Jamaicans know that. That is one of our songs.
But
yeah.
Did Jamaicans know it?
Excuse me?
What's that?
A lot of Jamaicans won't know it.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Okay.
My children wouldn't have a clue as to what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's like, so, and the girly one, and I'm like, what inspired him to do these two books, or these, yeah, two books?
So is that a question, Donna?
Yes.
Okay, George, what inspired you to do Girly?
Girly was kind of, you know, we all have issues that growing up in a country like Jamaica, where you have all these racial and color issues, you know, with shades and things, and the little conflicts that arise. And none of us can grow up without coming into contact. And of course, I had to work through those, you know, to try and, because in a way, I felt a sense that injustices had been committed, some by me and some to me. And I needed to work through some of those issues. And as I worked through them, the book wrote itself.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I was working
yes,
through the issues of social
definitely, because
change.
A lot of times people who are working with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, you know, they would be told to write about, you know, situations.
That's
to sort of release whatever they were experiencing emotionally.
That's right.
And so it makes sense.
Well, that's what I did. I used Girly to work through my own issues that I had, and that's how that book wrote itself.
What about Hillan Gully Rider?
Hillan Gully Rider, you know, I'd go to sleep at night, and I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be a chapter in my head.
Oh,
I swear to you, I'd want to sit down at the computer and write it. It came to me. It was a gift.
It was a gift.
Somebody
well,
gave
is
it to
that
me.
Is that the only one that came to you like that?
Yes. It's as if, you know, God put it in my hand and said, go write it.
Oh.
But and Jamaica Remember?
Well, Jamaica Remember was just, you know, every once in a while I'd remember something, and I'd sit down and just write it, and that was written over a long time.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, I'd sit down and just write a little vignette, and then I put them all together and put them in the
book. And may I ask you when Hillan Gully Rider was written?
It was written in last year. It started it in May, and I finished it about, I guess, August or so.
Wow, May, June, July, over 3 months.
Is
that the first time you had that kind of inspiration?
When I used to write for the newspapers, and I'd be working on a feature story, pieces of it would come to me in my sleep, and I'd wake up and write it down. But this is the first time that a whole book actually just came to me, and all I did was transcribe it. It was like spirit writing.
So was it were you in like a dream, you think?
No, I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden these words would be just going through my head. And I'd sit down at the computer and just take dictation.
That's called inspiration, Madge.
Right.
It's scary. I swear to you, it really is. I never had that happen before.
Do you remember if you were going through anything emotionally, I mean, or some tranquil period at that time, what might have evoked that?
You know what retirement is like. You know, for many, many years, you are what you do.
Uh-huh.
You are George Graham, the reporter.
Right.
Or Madge the Economist or whatever, you know what
right.
I mean? And then all of a sudden, you're not George Graham the reporter anymore.
Right.
You're suddenly just George Graham, old retiree.
Right.
And it was quite a, it was almost as if I'd lost a piece of me.
Ah.
You know, when you, whoops, you know, what happened to the rest of me?
Right.
And I guess that was the trauma that might have triggered that.
Ah.
So you know what retirement is like. I don't know if it really is
right,
a shock.
Right. Well, I'm sure Lade does that, knows that, but he's very involved in his community and his choir and different things. So he really
you have to be, or else you become a what do you call it, armchair?
Uh-huh.
Whatever they call them. You have to do things. You have to, like, George has his writings to do.
Right.
A senior retiree has to find some outlet and or pick up on something that he or she wanted to do all his life, but only after he stopped working, he's able to let go, you know.
Yes.
So this is what happens.
Joe, do you want to tell our listeners again about where they can get your books? And we have one of your books streaming online, and from the one of those from, help me out here, my
Jamaica Remember?
Jamaica Remember?
No, from the .com company.
Oh,
Amazon.
Publishing.
Yes. Our listeners can go right online and purchase that or any other of your books from Amazon.
Has Jamaica. You know, the thing about Amazon has the hardcover book of Jamaica Remembered, which is quite expensive. But if you go to lulu.com, go to my site.
How do you spell that?
L-U-L-U.
L-U-L-U.com.
Yeah, and
/George,
G-E-O-R-G. Yeah, that's it, right.
Yeah, you put a /George, G-E-O-R-G-E-G, and it'll take you straight to his book.
Yeah, could you read that out for me, because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, it's stores, S-T-O-R-E-S, .lulu, L-U-L-U, .com. /George, G-E-O-R-G-E-G, and that should take you directly to his book.
And then you see you can get the book for $15 instead of $30. You can get the paperback.
Yeah.
Well, George, again, we...
And also, I just want to ask him, so can you tell me about love in the long term? What was your inspiration behind that?
You know, I'm a romantic, and I find the domestic side of marriage kind of very, very hard to take. You know, there's so much domesticity in marriage and not enough romance.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, that
even
was
at 74.
I'm sorry?
Even at 74 years old.
I read that and I was like, you know what, it doesn't matter if you're 74 or 24 or 34. I read that and I was like, wow, isn't that something? You know, the poem itself was just like, wow. I'm like, what inspired him behind that? I mean, you know, really, but, you know, I think that, I guess because you're an author, you can express yourself so well, as opposed to some people that just kind of suppress it, and it's very, very well expressed.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment that I just find is so interesting that you are so diversified and that you, you know, you write about so many different things. And it really shows that you are a true artist. And as they mentioned, you know, you are really passionate, and because of that passion, you are inspired to do what you do. But I know that you are going to be a very important part of Backyard Labrish, because already you can see even a friend of Jamaica is so excited about your work. And I want to tell you that I personally appreciate you being a part of us, because I think that this web community is going to be very beneficial. We're going to be able to bring a lot more people out of their shell, hopefully, that will become more exposed to cyberspace and be willing to share some of their very rich stories with us, because I consider it leaving footprints. Because, you know, although a lot of Jamaicans are all over the world, I'm sure they still have wonderful memories of their life in Jamaica. And some of those stories will go with them if they don't leave them someplace. So for a lot of people that won't be able to, don't feel comfortable to write their stories for their grandchildren or even for their children, I invite them to visit us and come tell us your story. You can tell us your story on our talk show, or if you don't feel comfortable on our website, or call in and just give us a comment, or just let your voice be heard. So we are sending out this message to all our listeners all over the world. So tell your friends to tune in to Backyard Labrish and visit our website at www.backyardlabrish.com. And any of our callers have any comments?
Very enlightening evening. It's a very enlightening evening and to meet George over the network here. I can't wait for him to come on again. I'm sure we can chat a little bit about school days even.
Right. And I see our caller from 305-8386. If you want to make a comment, just touch 1 on your keypad. And we have some people in the chat room, but I'm not that techy to chat with them yet, so please just listen in and enjoy. Our technical arm is not available this evening, so you can chat with each other. But we are all enjoying George Graham, who is an accomplished author and commentator, retired reporter, and just a wealth of resource on growing up in Jamaica. And again, George, we really appreciate you being here. And what does your children do?
Well, I have a daughter who's a manager at a company called Amadeus, which provides
here in America?
Software. What's that?
They're here in America?
She is in Miami.
Oh,
and
Lena,
She's married to a boy who was born in Havana.
Oh, wow.
And her name is Grace Alonso.
Okay.
And she works for a company called Amadeus. They make travel software, you know.
Right.
For
we have
and,
a caller with a question.
Manager.
And I'm going to open up the mic to them. It's 305-386. You're on. Hello.
Yes, Margie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Julia again. I just listening to Lay. I haven't heard from Lay in a long time, and was happy to hear that he also went to Georges.
Hey,
who is
this?
Gratifying.
This is Julia Forbes.
Hello,
from
Lay.
Miami.
Oh, hey, Julia, how are you?
I am terrific, man. It's great to hear from you.
All right.
No, I don't have any more questions at this time, Maj. I'm on the listening end tonight. I was very exciting hearing
you know, the dialogue. And I've learned a lot myself, even though I think I know a lot about Jamaica, but there's always room for improvement and always room to hear more and learn more.
That's right. And we're going to be asking all our listeners to be contributors to our cultural site, again, which is Backyard Labrish. And we're not quite finished with our website. We continue to tweak it. But we do have a blog up where you can register to get information about the website. So we, again, welcome all our callers, and we're just excited to be sharing this evening with George Graham, who is an accomplished author, commentator, writer, and just a wealth of information. And George, you're on again, so tell us a little bit about what you have in the making. I know you have a radio show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. There's this campus radio at MIT, and the students at MIT and Harvard apparently listen to it. And I'm going to be doing a little sort of a teaching session on race and ethnicity, and how, you know, the effects of race in Jamaica and ethnicity and so on. And I hope I'm up to it, because it sounds very, very intellectual. But
well,
I'll give it a try.
Well, those guys are pretty down to earth. I know it for a fact, George.
They hope so.
Yeah. Several of my classmates went to MIT, and one in particular was the top of my class at St. George's, John Williams, a Chinese boy with a name like that. But he went to MIT. But this is way back when. What's going on now would be a new flavor, a new experience. So lots of luck with that.
Well, thanks. I'm going to need it.
This is Donna again. I just want to, first I want to ask something, and you, of course you don't have to necessarily, you know, make, you know, the decision on it now, but one of the things that I know that you presented is that slogan, out of many, one people, and in reading about your background, you know, your mother and your cousin and cousin, you know, another cousin that was married to, you know, his name was Chan. And I would ask you, and of course you can talk to Miss Margaret about it another time once you've thought about it, is think about, for those of us that really don't know, what does a Jamaican look like, to share with us maybe some photos of people, that family members that are, you know, they're all Jamaicans, but they may not look like we think Jamaicans should look. And then also, the other thing that I wanted to ask you was, there was something on one of the websites, and I don't know if you wrote this, but I thought it was so neat to welcome people, to say, come on in, there's always room for one more, as they say or used to say. This is the dream path of person's presence, perhaps not presentable, but no matter, come on in. I thought that was so neat, and I don't know if you wrote that, but I just thought it was just such a welcoming phrase.
Yeah, well, I wrote that a long time ago. Yeah, that was many years ago I wrote that. That website is, I wrote that website maybe, I guess, 15 years ago I put that website up.
Wow.
And I didn't know anybody ever read it. I just put it up. You know, I was practicing how to do the how to do HTML back then. Yeah, I actually wrote that in HTML, you know, not front, you know how they use front page and all that now. I did it in HTML, you know, with a little...
That's something. So, may I ask you something? Is it because of what you did as a reporter that you are so comfortable with the Internet and using the computer? Do you think that helped?
I don't know. It was hard, but I'm one of these people that you know, I just keep, I learn by error and error. I just keep trying and trying and trying and trying until I finally get it. You know, as the Tampa Tribune used to call me, a bulldog. I don't quit. I keep trying to learn it, you know. And finally, I figured it out.
Well, I think that's very inspiring to the our generation, you know, to know that if you keep trying, you'll get it. It's not as difficult as it may seem. You just have to, just like we tell the young ones, you know, try a little harder, try until you succeed. And a lot of the people in our age group tend to give up. If they try, you know, a couple of times and it don't work, they just give up. And I think we have to set examples for the younger generation to just keep at it, because we can do it. Because that's what we tell them.
That.
But I just wanted
to
know if
that.
Beg your pardon?
You have to think that you can do it.
Right, right. It all starts there in the mind.
I can do this. You know, I can
right.
do this. I am going. I know it looks hard, but I can do it. And you
right.
keep trying, and finally you'll do it. But if you're intimidated and you feel you can't do it, then you're not going to be able to do it.
Right, right, right. So when you were in that field as a reporter, were you always on the computer?
No, when I started out as a reporter, we had those Underwood typewriters, you know, those stand-up typewriters, and they were bolted on the desk, and at night we'd turn the desk top over, and the typewriter would go underneath the desk, and then in the morning we'd flip the top up, and the typewriter would pop up. And when I was at the Toronto Star, the old typewriter had been used by so many generations of reporters.
I was
going to
say that's a true reporter.
What's that?
I was going to say that's a true reporter. You know, the one finger type, the one finger type that used the Underwood.
That's right, the old Underwood. And you know, all the keys were worn off because I couldn't read the letters.
Ah.
So I had to learn to touch that.
Interesting.
I mean, that was a challenge because here I am looking at this keyboard and none of the letters were visible. They've all been worn off.
Wow.
So that was a Toronto Star back in the old days.
Yeah. So you do your work on the do you use a laptop or a desktop?
No, I have a PC.
Oh, okay.
IBM.
All right. Well, you want to tell us some of your books that are...
Our database has been updated.
Okay. That's my computer telling me my virus database has been updated. I apologize. Okay, I was asking, do you want to tell us some of the books that are on Amazon right now?
Well, Hill and Gully Rider is on Amazon. Girlie is on Amazon. I don't think Jamaica. No, just Girlie and The Color of Ice is on Amazon.
Right, and that's about the Canadian.
No, that's about a Jamaican boy who goes to Canada, falls
right.
in love with a white Canadian girl, and is so worried that she's only because she's a civil rights kind of a person that the only reason that she wants to sleep with him is because he's black. That he won't sleep with her because he's too proud to do that, and he did get so complicated.
So this is fiction.
Oh yeah, it's
fiction. Oh okay, yeah. Well, we have 1 minute on our time, so do we have any comments? I see we have people in the chat room, but I'm sure they're enjoying our conversation. And I want to tell them that we will be back next week with another interesting guest. And there's a little way on your computer to be reminded right at the website, at the Blog Talk Radio website. You can set a reminder on your computer if you're listening on your computer live. Just set the reminder and you will be reminded automatically about our show next week at 8:00. And we're going to have another very special guest. And this evening we're speaking with George Graham, who lives in Florida and who is going to be part of the Backyard Labrish website. And we invite you to come by and enjoy our Labrish, because now our backyard is expanding. And if you would like to be part of these footprints that we're leaving, kindly let us know. Please let us know. we're just anxious to share with you. So, George, do you have any last comments? We're about to say goodbye.
Well, no, but thank you very much, and I love talking to you all, and it felt like a visit home.
It's like a visit home. Well, that's what a trip to the backyard would always be like, a visit home. So I invite everybody to just come by often and check us out. Take a seat in the backyard and let us hear from you. Julia, do you have any parting words?
Just to say congratulations again and thank George for being on the show. And I hope we hear from him. And as you said, part of Backyard Lovers.
Wonderful. Thank you. Donna? Donna, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, I just want to thank you, Mr. Graham, for being on the call, and thank you for your poetry and your articles. And I just look forward to hearing you on the Backyard Labrish in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks a lot, George. And I'm going to say bye to everybody. It's been a pleasure. We had a nice Labrish. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.